stations around the country, which have been very, very successful doing nothing but all news.
Once again, our phone lines are 234-4545 if you have a question or comment. Let's talk about networks for a second, since we've got representatives of each one here, NBC, ABC, and CBS. How do you, each of you, perceive the differences in the services that your networks offer? Can you speak to that point?
I think more than anything, it's probably personalities. All the networks spend millions of dollars in news gathering sources. Some might be a little bit larger than others, but I think that's almost a moot point. It's more personality. It's the same reason that I would program different than Fred Hildebrand is the same reason NBC would program different than CBS or ABC. Mm-hmm. But basically, they have the same goals.
Fred, ABC has a unique setup in that they have four different news formats for any given station. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And you carry the entertainment?
No, we carry information. Which is their basic network. This is the one which is basically news. Since we do not have more outlets in Casper, we also carry a few of the entertainment network programs, such as Paul Harvey, Reisner. These are, and Cosell, are all off of entertainment. And for instance, even though we have ABC there, ABC FM would be available if desired by KWY, for instance. It is, there would be four outlets available. If three or four more stations came along in a few years in Casper, which is not that many in the foreseeable future, but if it did happen, they would be available. And if, for instance, one took information, ABC's entertainment network, we would then have to drop some of the programs we now take from it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's basically it. The information network is the one we carry most of the day.
Larry, we carry CBS on both KD and KY. Do you see some intrinsic strengths in the CBS network that perhaps you do not see in the other two?
Well, I think, and I think Bob mentioned it, and Fred touched on it, the personality approach. And CBS, with Dallas Townsend, Charles Osgood, and of course Walter Cronkite at the helm, I think CBS does perhaps a little more in-depth.
Lowell Thomas.
Thomas. Yeah. For example, at 6 a.m., they have a 15-minute in-depth summary, although ABC, do they still have their morning thing?
Yeah, ABC has two world wrap-ups, one's in the morning, which we carry in its entirety, 15 minutes of it. They have another one at 8 o'clock in the evening, which is 10 minutes, which we're only taking 5 minutes of. It's made two break, but it's a world wrap-up type thing.
And CBS has a lot of dimension features, the spectrum programs, the weekend special programs, the sports with Wynn Elliott. So a lot of in-depth things and quite diversified.
Mm-hmm.
But CBS, it seems like, and they're bringing on, of course, new newscasters per se, but with the Dallas Townsends and the guys that have been around for 15 or 20 years, just a very authoritative type approach to news.
Mm-hmm. CBS, I think, does have a monopoly, probably at this point, in terms of the radio network, on some of the most famous newscasters in terms of how long they've been on the air. The networks are experiencing problems because local stations need more time for themselves. So the networks are not getting commercial clearances, so they're streamlining their programming to make it available to the networks, and they're cutting back. NBC just recently dropped its last 15-minute news show.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the affiliates were complaining they need more time. As the local stations get in a financial position to provide more local news, which is really the service they're there for, NBC or the networks will then drop back.
And CBS, of course, Doc, if I can interject this, they had 10-minute newscasts every hour. The affiliate said, wait a minute, that's too much time. So 2 years ago, they went back to 6-minute newscasts. They dropped an hour of Arthur Godfrey program, the half-hour Art Linkletter program. They had Gary Moore programs. And it seemed like we were wall-to-wall network almost. And it was the affiliate saying, we need more local time to do our job, serve our community. And that basically is why I think the networks had to either, one, drop so much network time, or make it optional, or lose the affiliate.
Yeah. Well, that perhaps answers my next question, which was, do the networks respond to the needs of their affiliates? I assume all of you feel that they do, in one sense at least.
Certainly they do. Yeah. They obviously want the clearances, so they must, go along with what the affiliates' desires are.
I think the fact that the networks are cutting back and the fact that affiliates are saying to them, we need more time, is an indication of the growth of radio. Because the networks started out and based all their growth on the fact that local stations didn't have anything to program except music. So that's why the networks were so big with Arthur Godfrey and Art Linkletter and this type of entertainment programming. But now local stations, small stations, and big markets, too, are getting to the point where, like Bob said, financially, they can do their own news, and they can provide that type of entertainment service for the public.
Once again, our phone number is 234-4545. Listen, I'm amazed. You can complain, people. we got the movers and shakers of radio in town sitting here. Give us a call. Questions or comments, 234-4545. We'll be back in two.
To keep your yard looking trim and neat, get a John Deere rotary mower. Lathrop Feeding Equipment has 18 and 20-inch mowers that do a good job of mowing, and they handle very, very easily. John Deere's unique handlebar mounting gives you firm control. The blade and cutting chamber assure ample suction for clean, even cutting, and there are many safety features to give you peace of mind. John Deere rotary mowers can be found at Lathrop Feeding Equipment, so stop in today. They're 2 miles east on Yellowstone Highway. Remember, 18 and 20-inch mowers, the unique handlebar mounting for firm control, the blade and cutting chamber for great suction and even cutting, and the many safety features for your peace of mind. Rotary mowers from John Deere at Lathrop Feeding Equipment, 2 miles east on Yellowstone Highway.
Now appearing at the Viking, Evans and Julian, a totally new concept that features the vocal and instrumental styles of two of the most dynamic and versatile performers in show business today. Terry Evans, a delightfully feminine personality who plays the piano, flute, and clarinet, and does vocal renditions that reflect years of professional training. David Julian, a powerful yet personable entertainer. He plays the 12-string guitar and piano. David is a professionally trained vocal soloist, composer, and arranger. Together, their repertoire of potpourri of top 40, light country, pop, rock, standards, easy listening, folk, Broadway, and movie music. And they also feature some light comedy and some novelty numbers, too, and good original material. Evans and Julian, they make more than just music together. They'll make your entire evening at the Viking in Hilltop. Great food and entertainment for a truly memorable experience tonight. At the Viking.
Welcome back. It's 9:47 now, and this is Free for All. We're talking with Bob Price, Fred Hildebrand, Larry Wakefield, and Roger Moody. Potential market for the city of Casper. How many licenses are there left for new radio stations?
Well, again, maybe, Fred, I believe there's one FM left.
Now, we say that there's one FM that is on the book, so to speak, that's available immediately for anyone who would apply for it and be able to qualify. That doesn't mean that would be the only FM ever in Casper, because you can petition for new frequencies to be allocated as the need arises. The reason Casper doesn't have one at this time, even the one that is available, is simply because economically it wouldn't be able to sustain itself. I think we're coming into an economic situation in Casper now. The market is growing. We're looking at maybe 10 or 20,000 people in the next 5 years of growth. This would certainly preclude the fact there will be another station on. And maybe after that down the road, other people will petition for other frequencies on the FM band and get it. AM, as we know, has just about had it. The AM frequency allocations are awfully tough. There would be a possibility that someone might put in another AM someday, but it'd be tough because there are just so many stations on the band, and they do interfere across the state and across the nation with each other. So physically, the FCC has to control the number of AMs, but FMs are, in Casper, probably you could put 5 or 6 or more FMs on if the market would sustain it.
But right now, I assume that you all think that we're drawn pretty, as far as advertising dollars to be spent, they're pretty much divided up now?
I think so. I think they're probably divided up as equal as you possibly can because of the various program formats. The K2 radio, as we discussed earlier, plans to go 50,000 watts in August. Again, because of the growth factor of the state, and we feel that there are more people out there, and we can provide, we want to get to all the people to provide a good service, as all of us are doing, and which is one of the primary reasons why we, you know, applied for the 50,000 watts.
How long has that been in the works?
Oh, it's been for a couple of years, really. When we went 10,000 watts, clear channel, we had looked at the possibility of going 50, but because of some engineering problems and so forth, we decided to do it with the 10 first. And 50 is as high as you can go, of course.
Yes.
So we hope to be on the air with it sometime the latter part of this summer, sometime in August.
Let's talk about, okay, 50,000 watts is a lot of power. That is the largest AM station allowed in the mm-hmm. United States.
Mm-hmm.
Now, KD and KVOC are both much less powerful than that. Mm-hmm. Do either of you gentlemen, I'll address this to Fred and to Larry, do either of you gentlemen worry about that, about that undercutting your market?
I don't. Because I hope it will attract more people to Casper.
Could I have a piece of paper and a pencil?
You want to write this down?
Here.
If indeed K2's 50,000 can attract more people to Casper, that'll bring more business to Casper, and the more business in Casper, the better for all of us. Okay?
Fred?
I'd have to echo Larry's sentiments exactly. I think that, first of all, Bob will be reaching out as far as market dollars to other market dollars, which we cannot be competing for regionally and nationally. At night, his signal is going, as it does now, cover the West Coast. It'll be stronger on the West Coast up and down. But as far as the local market, most people, of course, listening to the three stations locally have no idea there's a difference in power because they all sound the same on their radio. So locally, we're still facing a local competitive situation. And that's basically where Larry and my dollars come from.
And I hope that Bob Price sells all of his advertising in Ottawa, Canada.
I would hasten to add, too, that it's really not primarily a dollar consideration as to why we're increasing our power. It's because that we feel the state of Wyoming, you know, can use some more attention in terms of its voice. You'd be surprised the kind of calls we get late at night. And they'll say...
I get them at home.
Do you? I'm surprised that all of the people up there are not a bunch of Cy weed seeds. You know, they don't understand that all of us don't wear cowboy boots and stuff like that. That's a very progressive state we live in. Mm-hmm. And we're anxious to tell that story to as many people as we possibly can.
Are people surprised when they hear, and I'll address this to Bob because you have the power and you carry at night, are people surprised to hear you programming the kind of things you program?
Sometimes they are. Because of Wyoming, they would think that we would be playing country and western music, but we feel that this is the way we want to go with our specific format. Mm-hmm. But there's an awful lot of people who have been raised in the state that now live in communities like Phoenix, Arizona, and so forth, that follow the cowboy football action and so forth. And we're very pleased with that.
They have a football team?
I think they do.
Ooh. And they will have it.
Fred the Schritz.
Let's talk a little bit about something that there is some commonality between the three stations, all
country
four
music.
Stations. Country music and rock music and middle of the road. Now, K2 and KAWY program pretty much down the center of the road, easy listening kinds of things. Fred, you do country and western, and Larry, we do rock. Mm-hmm. But it's mixing up now, isn't it?
It is. I think, you know, the music industry has made... it's because the public's tastes have changed. It's because of the music tastes changing. We use the term crossover tune, and that is, it's a tune that you would play here at KATI, that Roger would play on the FM, and that Fred Hildebrand would play on KVOC, and that we would play on K2. And in terms of charts, music charts, it's number one and number two all the way across the board. It's because the people have learned to appreciate different types of music. And that's why we all play it. Now, do we lose some of our exclusivity? Sometimes we do, but we don't only just do music. We do other things. That's where we maintain our exclusivity, I think.
I'll ask all of you gentlemen, is not programming for Casper much different than it would be if you were in a community, say, twice or three times this size?
It would depend, perhaps, on the number of stations, mm-hmm. and if you have 12 stations dividing up a market, then you have to pretty much target, who am I going after? Am I going to go after up to age 20, I'll be Kim in Denver? Am I going after a mass audience, perhaps K-How in Denver? A country audience appeal, there are two now in Denver basically. There are two or three rock stations in Denver. And when we say KD the Rock of Casper, there's so many definitions of radio. I think country is country, although there are different, there are
today's degrees.
Country, there's, you know, different types of country music, different types of rock music. We're kind of a chicken rock or an adult contemporary rock, you know, station.
Choose your title.
Different types of country, too, I'd say.
Yeah, you can definitely format country differently, basically in tempo and flow. You can be rockish, or by rockish I mean R-A-U, or you can be very smooth. In that line, first of all, to comment on something Larry said just a while ago, Casper's very fortunate. We have almost an ideal situation programming-wise with basically four formats in general and four stations. That's nice. To go backwards from what you said, one of the hardest things is to program a single station in a market because block programming is not the ideal situation in that sense because people, you can't necessarily tell people when they're to listen to what they like. You can do it here in the FM. That's a little different situation, but in a single market it's tough. Just as a quick thing on country music, 6.5, 7 years ago, we did not even use the word country, though we were all country, because the word country to Casper meant Hicksville, and you just didn't say it. They liked our audience, of course, liked the music and was there, but you didn't say it. Now, country is very much an in-word, because it means like country living. It's the way things are going now. Bob mentioned attitudes of people. We hear the comment that country music has changed or rock music has changed. It has, of course, upgraded with time. But the basis of, for instance, country music has not changed that much. We are still playing the standards that we played 10 years ago, which fit in very well with today's country music. But attitudes of people have changed. They have opened up, and they are appreciating a wider range today than ever before.
For example, excuse me, go ahead.
Go. Wow.
I was going to say WMAQ in Chicago, which is one of the largest stations, in it's a 50,000-watt clear channel station, has just changed their format to country. So the country format in all of its various shades is very successful in the large metropolitan areas because the group that appreciated country music has moved to the larger cities, and as these people accumulate, you must program to them.
All you have to say now about country music is you can mention one name like John Denver, and everybody plays it. I'm sure that every station in Casper is playing Olivia Newton-John, Charlie Rich, and that shows you how pervasive country has become. That was cruel. We'll take a couple messages, and then we'll be right back.
Now appearing at the Viking, Evans and Julian, a totally new concept that features the vocal and instrumental styles of two of the most dynamic and versatile performers in show business today. Terry Evans, a delightfully feminine personality who plays the piano, flute, and clarinet, and does vocal renditions that reflect years of professional training. David Julian, a powerful yet personable entertainer. He plays the 12-string guitar and piano. David is a professionally trained vocal soloist, composer, and arranger. Together, their repertoire of potpourri of top 40, like country, pop, rock, standards, easy listening, folk, Broadway, and movie music. And they also feature some light comedy and some novelty numbers, too, and good original material. Evans and Julian, they make more than just music together. They'll make your entire evening at the Viking in Hilltop. Great food and entertainment for a truly memorable experience tonight at the Viking.
Your windows are your openings to a beautiful world outside. Why shouldn't they be beautiful too? No reason at all. And Shade Right Company, 408 West B, has everything your windows could possibly need. Custom-made draperies from Shade Right not only make your windows more elegant, but they give your home an individuality that is often lacking in today's mass-produced world. The showroom at Shade Right gives you ideas on just how properly decorated windows can brighten, lighten, and set the mood for your home. See the shades, woven woods, and the largest fabric selection in Wyoming. It's a special world of windows at the Shade Right Company, serving Casper for 24 years. They'll make your windows a beautiful frame for the world you watch through them. Call Joanne Tuma for an appointment or stop in and see their attractive displays at 408 West B Street.
Welcome back to Free For All, and we've got another caller. Fred, I'll let you take it.
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yes, this is Mrs. Garber, and I would like to compliment Fred Hildebrandt and his crew for the good coverage and the good commentary coverage that he's giving over KVOC and the good music and stuff that is coming over that station. And it's making people more aware of what we need in Casper, and more people are listening to KVOC, I believe, because of the good commentaries and the good coverage that he is giving.
Well, thank you.
I'd like to thank him for it.
What can I say but thank you? Yes, we have done a lot of work in that area and some changes, and of course, as any new type of situation, I don't mean the music necessarily, but our commentary series and that, it's something we felt was needed. It was something that was indicated was needed on our ascertainment survey of the community, and we chose this way to do it, right or wrong. We're
plunging ahead with it, and we appreciate your comments.
Well, we really appreciate it, Fred, and there's lots of people listening to KVOC every day.
She's not right now.
we told her we'd be here today.
No, you didn't. That's not true.
On the air.
And there are letters going into the editor at the newspaper also thanking you, but they aren't being published, and I think that should be known, too, that some letters that are thanking KVOC for the coverage are not being published. And we'd like to see them in the newspapers, if at all possible.
We appreciate your comments very much. Thank you, Ms.
Thank
Garber.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Do you want equal time? Or?
Well, that's a knife right to the heart, isn't it?
One thing...
Well, that's good. And that, I think... Go ahead, Roger.
Okay, well, your comment probably follows this phone call better than mine will. I was just going to get my pitch in for FM.
Well, I think that's... We each have to do community ascertainment. We each talk with... I don't know how many interviews you did. 100? I don't know.
Yeah.
But we feel like KDKWI, there are certain problems in the community or areas that we need to work on, whether it's editorials, involvement, whatever. KVOC found an area, and I'm sure there are other areas too. Bob Price, K2, they have some areas that they're working on. So we're all doing our thing, but hopefully, if you put them all together, we're going to meet the needs of the community and do what we're supposed to do, and that's broadcast in the public interest.
If I may say something frankly, the decision I made to go this direction, the short commentaries we have, was because Free For All is filling a tremendous need, and I frankly felt I could not do the same thing. It would be a duplication, and so I tried to pick a different area. But Free For All has been a tremendous program, and it's exactly that kind of outlet.
Larry, we've got another call, so why don't you grab this
one? I didn't mean to cut Roger.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut anybody.
My comment.
Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, I thought I'd call in and say hi. We heard from the country fans, so I just thought you might like to know that there are quite a few KATI and K2 fans at different times of the day. I switch back and forth.
Quick, say KWI. Roger's falling out of his chair.
Oh, KWI, fantastic. You know, that FM is really something. Do they ever go quad?
Well, that's a long way away, you know. I think as soon as we have stereo AM, which is 10 years or so away, we'll probably have quad FM.
Well, I was wondering, there's a lot of these records that you can play on the air that are quad encoded, and you can pick it up in stereo fine, and if you got a quad matrix, you can switch it in and get that fantastic.
Yeah, we don't have one of those yet.
And I was wondering, how come you don't play too much instrumental on KATI?
How come we don't do what?
Just heavy instrumental.
Not enough instrumental.
Oh, in other words, you're saying we don't play enough instrumental?
Yeah.
If it's popular, we'll play it. Satin Soul, for example, Barry White,
Sun Goddess,
whatever. But if it's popular, we'll play it.
That might possibly be without the vocals, because you can't understand them anyway.
touche.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Yes, thank you.
I think a comment on that, too, is that one of the reasons why there are not as many instrumentals in a popular format is because you're striving for a sing-along format, and that is the vocal is far more recognizable, and your listeners attract to that.
Yeah, there are a lot more right now instrumentals. I've been amazed just in the past, well, since January, how many instrumentals have been released that are making Billboard's top 100. I think perhaps instrumentals are coming back. They were really big in the early 60s, and perhaps come back. We're gonna run out of time pretty quick, but
I have a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going to get my comment in.
Get your comment in.
With KAWI-FM and with FMs in general, I think one of the things that I think has improved the quality of radio nationwide and probably worldwide is the advent of the FM radio. And this gentleman that just called in brought up an interesting point. Quadraphonic broadcasting, or broadcasting in four channels, or stereo, we broadcast in two channels. And I read an article in Broadcasting last night that said, with the advent of quadraphonic broadcasting in the FM field, that the AMs will have to look for another type of outlet to go, and it'll be the development of AM stereo, something unique. Yeah. And I think when you asked the question earlier about what maybe makes the FM a little different, that's another thing, broadcasting in quadraphonic. Yeah. And it is a few years down the road, I'm sure, before KAWY would go to quadraphonic.
You bet. And it's not the fault of the FM stations at this point. It's the record industry who is not producing enough quality, enough records in quad sound.
And very few. I haven't seen a 45, a quad single yet.
Also, the changeover is quite expensive for the FM station itself, and you have to get to a point that there is enough demand for it and enough market for it to be able to do it, because it isn't automatic to put a quad record on the turntable and have it come out quad. There's a tremendous change in the transmitter and the transmitting equipment.
I'll tell you what, we've got time for one more call, and I'll give it to Bob. Bob?
Hello, you're on the air. This is Bob Price.
I would like to hear more inspirational music on Sunday morning, especially. Early in the morning when I'm getting ready to go to church or something. I remember when I was a child, we used to always listen to lots of inspirational songs, and I kind of miss that. And I'd like to hear, hear it once in a while during the day, too. There are some real fine, inspirational records out now.
Yes, there are.
And I think more people would really enjoy them if once in a while we'd get away from rock and have something soothing.
Well, thank you very much for that comment. We're all taking notes.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we do have one other call. I'll give it to Fred and then we'll chat.
Yes, this is Fred Hildebrand. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about the stereo station, and it's strictly to tell you of my appreciation. I have four children, and by the time they get off to school in the morning, I need a tranquilizer, and the stereo station is one for me, and I really appreciate it, and I wanted them to know.
Well, thank you very much. This is Roger Moody. Talking to you now. Thank you. That's what we're trying to do. One of the biggest complaints about radio nowadays is the fact that people don't hear enough music and enough easy listening mellow type music. I guess not the beautiful good type music, but just like you say, the tranquilizer music. And that's what we're trying. That's the service we're trying to provide in Casper, is much more music, I guess.
Well, I certainly think you do a marvelous job of that. I have teenage boys, and when they come home from school, they get their Chicago record, all this on. So during the day, I appreciate you so much. I can't tell you how much.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate your call, and we hope we make your day better for you, too.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure talking with you this morning. We are out of time. Bob Price, General Manager of K2TV and Radio. Fred Hildebrand, General Manager of KVOC. Larry Wakefield, Vice President of Modcom Corporation, General Manager of KDNKY, and of course Roger Moody, the Station Manager of KAWY. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank
pleasure
you.
To be here.
Radio is beautiful.
Right.
Radio is beautiful in its own way.
It pays my salary. See you tomorrow.
For the woman who treats each day as something special, just the right clothes are essential. And just as each day is something special to her, the night and the day have their own unique apparel. For feminine attire, visit the Holiday Shop at 105 East 2nd.
Look over yonder. What do you see?
The Holiday Shop features beautiful party gowns and long and short loungewear. For a festive spring, the Holiday Shop has reduced prices on one group of spring dresses. But hurry before spring comes and goes. And for weather of all kinds, all-weather coats, casual and dressy, for the day, for the night. For the woman who treats each day as something special. She'll come to regard the Holiday Shop as something special, too.
Federal Savings and Loan would like to ask you a couple of questions.
We've got more than one way to save you money.
Does your company or employer have a pension plan? If so, are you eligible to participate? What happens to your pension if you quit? Do you keep it? If you own your own business, do you have a retirement plan? If your answer to any of these questions was no, you owe it to yourself to see one of our officers. Guarantee Federal offers a tax-deferrable retirement program that costs you nothing, no trustee or administration fees, yet pays guaranteed high interest towards your retirement. And they have one other question.
Are you a young lady and were you born between January 1st of 1959 and April 1st of 1961? If so, you're eligible to enter Katie's Miss 16 contest. Pick up your entry blank at Guarantee Federal Savings and Loan. Deadline for entries is Wednesday, May 14th at 5 p.m.
We've got more than one way to save you money.
Guarantee Federal Savings and Loan, another Miss 16 sponsor.
You can buy a weekend package in most hotels these days, but only the Radisson Denver Hotel offers the Champagne Suite Weekend. For only $18 a night, plus tax, you'll have complimentary champagne and a luxurious...